Hello, welcome to another message titled, When You Walk in the Spirit, He Shows You His Secrets. So, this is a revelation that the Lord gave me some time ago. So, what the Lord said to me was, He said, walk in the Spirit. Then that same night, He also spoke to me again and said, when you walk in the Spirit, He shows you His secrets. So, you need God's secret to constantly be victorious. If you want to fulfill your destiny, you need God's secrets. You need God's secrets to be constantly victorious over the power of the enemy. You need God's secrets to be able to experience deliverance and to grow to Christian maturity. So, for example, if you have a spiritual attack, you can recover by applying God's secrets. So, immediately you experience a spiritual attack, get up and start praying. Pray for God's presence to cleanse you and protect you. Because it is when the Holy Spirit fills you up that whatever is inside is going to be expunged and you're going to be cleansed. And so when the Holy Spirit fills you, let Him also surround your aura. And also pray for the Holy Spirit to go to the root of that attack and destroy from where it's coming from. So if something evil or a spiritual poison has gone into you, start praying immediately it gets in. Begin to worship the Lord and seek His face. Soak in God's presence in the place of communion, fellowship, and intimacy. If you have already mastered how to feel the presence of God and hear His voice, keep waiting upon the Lord until you begin to hear Him and feel His presence. That is very important. It's very vital that you persist until His presence comes down upon you. It is that His presence that is going to cleanse off every bad thing that has already settled into you. His presence washes away evil. If you do not hear the voice of the Holy Spirit or feel His presence, ask Him to reveal the obstacles to you. Find out from the Holy Spirit Himself what is making you not to be filled with the Holy Spirit and why you don't hear His voice. There is something that you used in blocking your ears that is making you not to hear His voice. The Lord spoke that to me some time ago. So you need to examine yourself and find out what it is that is making you not hear His voice. Because the Bible says you should be led by the Holy Spirit. So if you are not led by the Holy Spirit, then you are walking in disobedience. You can only obtain this answer by constantly reading the Word of God, meditating on it, and praying. You also need the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit. So when you're asking the Lord to reveal that to you, why you're not hearing His voice, make sure that you're constantly reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, and also praying. Because it is when you're in that place of fellowship with the Word of God and prayer and the Holy Spirit, that's when you begin to hear His voice. So He will tell you, He's going to talk to you and then let you know what you're doing wrong, why you are not hearing His voice. But reading that Word of God and meditating on it and praying is going to make it easier for you to hear His voice. Then if there's a sin, if there's something that you're living in that is also an obstacle, that is making His presence not to be so obvious to you, then He's going to reveal it to you in that place of fellowship with the Word of God, reading the Word of God, meditating on it, and also praying. For example, know God's secret concerning deliverance and marriage. There was a time that I got an attack from agents of darkness who are constantly angry with me for the work that I am doing. They are fighting the Holy Ghost, and they do that by fighting me. So their anger is that I'm taking people away from their kingdom. That's the only anger that they have towards me. And they do not like the Holy Ghost. In fact, the Lord was talking to me recently. He mentioned someone's name to me and said, that person's hatred for me is legendary. That was why I know this person. He said, person's hatred for me is legendary. That is what he spoke to me. So some people hate the Holy Ghost. Some people hate Jesus. So that's just that. So when you're a minister of Christ, when you're a minister of the Holy Ghost, they're going to hate you the same way. So when they are attacking you, it's actually their way of, you know, displaying that hatred they have for the gospel and the hatred they have for the Holy Ghost and for Christ. So they also hate the secrets that I'm revealing to you. They hate the word of God, the passion. They hate the word of God. They hate the undiluted, pure truth of the gospel. Not a watered down version of the gospel. No, no, they're not scared of that one. If you present a watered down version of the word of God that leaves people in darkness, you are not a threat to the kingdom of darkness. That's just it. Sometimes I get threats for praying for people, and I hear the powers that are behind the person's problems and captivity telling me to mind my business. You know, they threaten. They know how to say, if you don't leave so, they want to keep their captive. If you don't leave so, we're going to do this to you. We're going to finish you. And I'm just like, don't pay attention to that. The reason I don't, because I know God has called me. So I'm just stubborn like that. I have to do the work of God. Jesus did the work of God. Paul did the work of God. So I have to be focused on doing the will of God. And that's just it. In the will of God, in the perfect will of God, there is no fear. You just focus on obeying God, and that's it. So you don't pay attention to threats. There was a time I was ministering to someone, and after the ministration, I heard them saying, "Madam, mind your business. Madam, mind your business." A very harsh voice. The voice was very harsh. So the person I was ministering to had a relationship problem. So the spirits did not want her to get married. The Lord spoke to me. The Lord then spoke to me and said, "Do not pay any attention to them." That was what the Lord said to me. So they were trying to use that kind of trick, see if they could get me to just stop, you know, doing the work that I was doing for that person, praying for the person, counseling the person, you know. They don't want their captives to be free. The kingdom of darkness hits the family unit. So that was why, you know, they were so stubborn and, you know, so harsh and threatening, leave that person in the cause. They don't want the person to get married, and the reason is because they hate the family unit. So they will destroy the family unit. They will do anything to make people live in a way that does not work in line with the will of God concerning family and marriage. There are anti-marriage spirits that do not want people to get married. It was the Lord that told me about anti-marriage spirits. Spirit husbands and wives are anti-marriage spirits or demons. Those demons exist because of oaths and covenants that people took on your behalf. Stuff like that, you know, anything can be a foothold that the demons use to begin to attack you. When you pray to God to manifest your God-ordained spouse and you get married, has the spell not been broken by God himself? So be result oriented, be purpose driven, and be solution driven. What you should do is to pray to God to manifest your God ordained spouse, to break that spell, because for him to manifest that God ordained spouse is to break the spell and manifest. So once he manifests the God ordained spouse, he has already broken the spell. So that's how to be solution driven. It's not focusing on demons and the works of demons. Focus on the solution, and God is the solution provider. He knows the solution to every problem. Some people are so superstitious that they think that spirit husband and wives are real husband and wife, just like how husband and wife get married here. They think it's just that kind of marriage. No, it's not. No, they are anti-marriage demons and spirits. So break the spell and then get married. That's just it. It's as simple as that. If the objective of something is to make you not get married, then you need God's favor to intervene and manifest your godly spouse. So that's how to look at it. So don't be overwhelmed. Don't be overwhelmed. Just know that God knows how to defeat that thing. The solution to spirit husband and wife is to be result-oriented, solution-driven, and purpose-driven until God manifests your God-ordained spouse. Keep praying. And pray without ceasing. God is a bondage breaker. It is only God that can manifest your God-ordained spouse. You cannot do it by your own power. It is deliverance from God. God is the one that gives deliverance. He's the one that gives favor. Every good and perfect present comes from God. So that's it. If a spirit of infirmity is on you, it is only logical that when you pray for healing and go to hospital and you get healed, you have defeated that particular illness. So same thing with marriage. If there is an anti-marriage spirit disturbing you, then focus on praying to God for the very thing that that spirit is fighting against and taking away from you. And what the spirit is fighting against is marriage. So when you get married, God has already done what you needed. God has given you the favor concerning that thing, and you defeated that thing because their objective was to make you not get married. And then now God has destroyed it and you're married. So that's just how it works. So focus on God. God is the one that is gonna, you know, liberate you and give you the deliverance that you are seeking. Anti-marriage spirit means that your marital life was sacrificed. God never created anyone with spirit husband or wife. For some people, it is only their marital life that was sacrificed. While for some other people, everything about their life was sacrificed. Their marriage, their finances, their health, even their social life. Some people find it difficult to have a social life. So all those kind of things are works of the devil. Beloved of the Lord, pray. You need to pray. You need to be serious when it comes to deliverance. Don't play around, you know, because time doesn't wait for anyone. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, including evil covenants and curses. So God is greater and more than able. Once God breaks the spell and gives you a spouse, then you have defeated the anti-marriage spirit. So be in the perfect will of God concerning marriage, and you will have peace in your marital life. There is no complete peace and harmony in a wrong marriage that is outside God's will. Did Samson have peace with Delilah in an ungodly relationship? This is a divine secret. You need revealed secrets. These are part of God's secrets concerning deliverance. You need to know the right thing to do. Even in the aspect of marriage, you need to know that when you are in an ungodly relationship, in a marriage that is not the perfect will of God for you, the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So you need to know that when you're breaking spiritual laws, there are consequences. That's just the truth. You cannot break the word of God and get away with it. The Lord spoke that to me sometime ago. That's why I'm always very careful not to break the word of God. And I also pray for grace, because I can't do it by my own power. So I keep being vigilant. I keep praying for grace. I keep praying for help from God. And that's what you should do, to just be focused and make sure you're not careless about breaking the word of God. Because when you break the word of God, you are going to feel the impact. That's just it. Pray for God to manifest your God-ordained spouse, who will keep praying together with you. Pray for God to take you into his perfect will. And this includes his perfect will concerning marriage. In God's perfect will, there are no curses and covenant. In God's perfect will, you and your spouse will pray without ceasing. You will be constantly filled and led by the Holy Spirit. You will both have the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And God himself will sustain and protect your marriage as you both walk in his will and strive to fulfill destiny. In a godly marriage, you and your spouse should make decision always to put God first and to seek his will rather than selfishness or self-will. When you have both put God first, it is not rocket science that as you both put God's will first and reject selfishness, there will be peace and harmony in that marriage, because God is love. So that's it. There is no place for spirit husband or wife or the devil and destruction in the perfect will of God. Let the devil have nothing in you. Prayerlessness is of the devil, and obstacles to answered prayers are of the devil. Prayerlessness is sin, and living in obstacles to answered prayer is sin. It's so, because they prevent godly solutions and deliverance. So anything that is sin is of the devil. That's just how it is. God is passionate about deliverance and destroying the works of the devil. He is our deliverer. So in God's perfect will, you and your spouse will partner to complete your God-ordained assignment and destiny. In God's perfect will, you will be mature and manifest as sons of God. And then you're going to do exploits. So there's nothing like spirit husband or wife there. That would be just like a distant memory, you know? Nothing like that. Nothing like that. When God delivers, he has delivered. So as long as you're walking in his will, you're constantly filled with the Holy Spirit, you're doing what you should do, you're walking in maturity, you know, you are the one that's going to be teaching people how to overcome spirit husband and wife. I'm telling you, it will be so reversed that you're going to go around now teaching people how to overcome anything called spiritual man or wife or bondage or, you know, demonic problems and stuff like that, deliverance problems. See, God will make you a deliverer. He will make you a flame of fire. That's just how it works. So you don't need to think that the spiritual man or wife is something so mysterious that what can God not do that is so difficult to overcome? Or is it, are you trying to say that God cannot defeat that? God defeats anything that is evil. So God defeats that too. So just focus on God, because he is the solution. There was a time the Lord appeared to me and told me certain things about heaven. He told me that there is no marriage in heaven, and that marriage on earth is about partnership to fulfill divine destiny. That is why you must marry in the spirit and not in the flesh. If you want to fulfill your divine assignment, make sure that the spouse you choose is chosen by the direction and approval of God. God has spoken this to me several times. So these are the secrets I'm talking about. If you don't hear from the Holy Spirit, if you cannot hear divine secrets, you're going to make mistakes. Remember that Jesus told Peter that he would give him the keys to the kingdom of God. Those keys are the secrets we're talking about. You need to know certain secrets in order to be victorious, even in the area of marriage. You need secrets, and God is the one that gives the secrets. God is your father. Do not marry outside God's approval. Do not marry a marrying agent in the name of lust and the flesh. Some worldly ministers did that and are still doing that to their own peril. I have heard a lot of things and a lot of regrets and lamentations, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about experiences that people have had. They made those mistakes and they are lamenting now. Be proactive and avoid costly mistakes. There are real life case studies and biblical case studies. Samson was not married to Delilah, but his mistake in an ungodly relationship, which ended up ruining his life and destiny, is a biblical case study of a wrong relationship or partnership. So Samson's case also was a dysfunctional, toxic relationship. It was also an unhealthy love. God's approval was not in that relationship at all. So Samson suffered pain and eventually death. Delilah was not of God, but Samson was of God. So some believers are doing that today. They are yoking themselves together with people that are not of God, that are selling their destinies spiritually, doing what Delilah did to Samson, but they are now doing it spiritually, where the physical eyes cannot see it, but in the spirit world they are doing it, and it's hidden from the person, from their victim, that they are doing that. So that's why you need to be careful. Do not tie yourself to someone that is not of God. Do not marry another person's wife and husband. That's also something people have spoken to me about, these things, real life cases where they told me that they were warned. People that were wiser than them told them, this is not your wife, this is not your husband. And they didn't listen. They were convinced. In fact, they escaped the marriage just barely with their lives. After several years of turmoil, they eventually came to realize that they had married somebody else's wife or husband. Sometimes people can see these things, but you yourself, because you think you're in love, not knowing that it is just emotionalism and the flesh. You think you're in love, then you don't listen to any other person, and then you learn from mistake. So stop learning from mistake. Be proactive. Do not learn from mistake. Try to get wisdom from God, from people that are wiser than you. When people tell you things, try to assess those things and know whether there is reason or logic in what they are saying. Try to analyze things carefully and don't be in a haste when you're doing something. If you're not in a haste, you're going to eventually know that that person that you're about to marry is not your husband or your wife. That's just it. So try to avoid mistake, because we're talking about your destiny here. I know people who did that, and they are the ones that told me their story. So they did these things. They made these mistakes and they told me their stories. They live to regret. they were driven by lust and the flesh and not God or the Holy Spirit. So let the Holy Spirit lead you so that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, especially in the area of marriage and even in other areas too. So you were not created to fulfill your own pleasure, but to complete a godly assignment with your God-ordained spouse. Be spiritual men and women. Stop letting emotions, feelings, and poor judgment rule your head and your intellect. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and rule you. Let Him be your boss, your Lord, and your master. Let the Holy Spirit rule your intelligence rather than emotions, lust, and feelings ruling your intelligence for you. Let your head rule your heart, because your heart, emotions, and feelings are blind. They cannot think, but your head can think. God has given you the intellect. So let that your head rule. Do not follow emotions. They don't think. Anger cannot think. Fear cannot think. Love does not think. So you must use your senses. You must use your intelligence and your will to control your emotions, so that your emotions do not take you towards the wrong directions. All these things God taught me. He's been teaching me about these things. He's been teaching me about emotionalism. So when you then submit that your intellect to the leadership of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, then that's it. So the Holy Spirit is now ruling your intelligence and your will. And then your intelligence and your will now be ruling your emotions. That's how you're not going to make mistakes. That's how you're not going to be walking in the flesh or in the human nature. Because there are some natural instincts of man. And those natural instincts of man manifest through the emotions. So when you allow those things to be ruling, you're just going to be like the wind. And the thing is going to be carrying you to any direction. So I've seen people that are living their lives that way. So it's just not the way to live in Christ. But worldly people can do that, but you're not supposed to do that, because you're not of this world. So living that way is what it means to be worldly. But even there are some worldly people that are even smart enough not to let their emotions rule them all the time. They assess and they throw some things away and then use their head to take the right thing. So that is how you should live your life. Submit your head, mind, and will to the leadership of Christ for Him to transform. Then let the transformed mind rule your intelligence. Those of you that are still young and those who are still praying for spouses must make sure that you marry right to avoid regret, sorrow, and bitterness. Make sure you constantly walk in the Spirit. Do not behave like the world. You are in the world, but not of the world. You need your Father God in marriage decisions. You need your Father, God Himself, to approve your marriage decisions. That's just how it works. God knows what you don't know, and He sees what you don't see. He looks at the heart. You need the Holy Spirit to lead you in choosing the right partner so that you can fulfill godly partnership, assignment, and destiny. Stop sampling women and walking in the flesh. Stop sampling men and walking in the flesh. When you break heart, you attract God's judgment. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that problems are real. Deliverance cases are real. And there are strong men that are behind problems. And you need to bind and neutralize those strong men by the power of the Holy Spirit. There is no place at all for the flesh in this battle. Man's power is of no use at all. Jesus Himself said it. Without Christ, you can do nothing. So when a weapon that has been fashioned by the enemy penetrates your aura, this is a part of the divine secret now. Do not let it prosper. This is another secret. Don't let that weapon prosper. When that weapon comes to you, maybe in form of dream or vision or however you saw that thing coming to attack you, there was a time that the enemies that are fighting my ministry and the work of God attacked me. Immediately, Lord spoke to me and said, make sure you do not let that thing you saw come to pass. Then I got up. It was in the middle of the night. I got up and I prayed. And within a while, I felt the presence of God, and it came down and neutralized the attack and the poison and the weapon. It neutralized everything completely. That weapon was an evil spirit that had been sent by enemies of the gospel. So the Lord spoke to me and said it was sent. The Lord told me that it was sent, and he did it. So, and I obeyed Him and obeyed the instruction that He gave me. So because I'm a deliverance minister and an evangelist, they are constantly waiting for me to misbehave spiritually or not be watchful in prayer. So I constantly pray for grace, and when I miss it, I quickly apologize to God and retrace my steps. Only God's grace can help me, and only God's grace can help you too. So what I'm encouraging you to do is never let an evil attack or weapon come to pass. So we are human. I know it's not easy, but we have to be vigilant. I also pray for grace, and I pray to be vigilant too. Sometimes I'm so busy with work that I end up disobeying the Lord's command not to let an attack I saw maybe in dream or vision come to pass. Ultimately, it is your prayer and disposition and posture that will determine if an attack comes to pass or not. So prayer and faith attract the presence of God, and God's power and God's presence heals, cleanses, and restores. So when I do not follow God's instructions, I will begin to see that attack manifest in form of illness or something bad. So at that point in time, it's still not too late. I then begin to pray, and the Holy Ghost will come upon me, and I will expel or exhale that thing that has gone in. The Lord himself will remove it from my system. The sickness or evil or whatever that thing is or poison will leave, because I obeyed. Even though I didn't obey immediately, it was already taking root, but I still was able to seek the Lord. But if I don't do that, or if you don't do that, it's going to take root completely. It's going to take root completely and, you know, begin to manifest in a way that you're not going to like. So that's why it's important for you to be watchful. It is you that will decide whether that thing will stay or leave. And the way you will decide it is to wait upon the Lord. Let the Holy Ghost come down upon you. Let the blood of Jesus and Holy Ghost power take those things out of your system. The longer you wait, the more difficult it becomes. But at any level it is still possible to expel it. But it's better to do it when it's early. It's easier when the attack is still fresh for you to remove that thing than when you let it begin to grow and take root inside you. So that's just how it is. It will leave if we are not walking in unconscious sins and obstacles to answer prayer. So if there is a landing ground for that evil, it gets difficult for you to leave your system. So that is why I always emphasize holiness and purity, because sin is not your friend and worldliness is not your friend. They hinder prayer. So you need to take away all those obstacles to answer prayers. Prayerlessness is also an obstacle, because you're wanting something but you're not praying about it. So how is that thing gonna come to pass? How is God gonna answer that prayer? So prayerlessness in itself is an obstacle to that answered prayers, because your heart is kind of saying, I want a husband, but you're not really like emphasizing and setting out time to pray. So it's gonna be an obstacle to you, because you never made time to pray and seek God's face. That is the prayerlessness. So in summary, make sure that when you see an attack in the dream, you pray until the Holy Spirit fills you up and cleanses you to remove any unclean thing planted in you. Also, pray until His glory surrounds you. Pray for God to destroy the root where the attack is coming from. So you hit it in threefold. Threefold now is let the Holy Ghost fill you up completely and cleanse anything that is bad in you. The second one is let the Holy Ghost surround you. I'm sure you must have heard songs saying, surround me, O Lord. Sir. Yeah, very important. That is the second stage. Then the third stage is when already you are already kitted with the Holy Ghost, He has filled you up, He has surrounded you. You are now armed for battle. Then let the fire, the Holy Ghost, the glory of God, then go to the root where that thing is coming from and destroy. That's the third one. And three things that you need to apply to make sure that you defeat the enemy. So if the attack, arrow, evil, or weapon has already taken root and is manifesting gradually, set aside time and wait upon the Lord and seek His face. Continue until you feel His presence come upon you and cast it out. You cast that thing out. You cast it out from your system. Remove it. Take it completely away from your system. That thing has nothing in you. Just reject evil. Make sure you pray until it is completely expunged from your system. Expunge that evil thing or spiritual poison from your system. These are some of God's secrets that you need to know in a practical way. These are practical ways of ensuring and making sure that you obtain constant deliverance and healing and victory in your daily walk with God. So we used to Christian warrior and to be a warrior in the kingdom of God. May God teach you his word and always lead you. May he make you complete by the blood of Jesus. May the Lord be your glory and the lifter of your head. May he be your strong tower and your keeper. I cover you with the Holy Ghost fire. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. May the blood of Jesus and Holy Ghost fire penetrate your system to neutralize everything that is in your system that is not of God. May the Lord himself make you a flame of fire. May he heal you and give you great deliverance. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remain blessed. Have a good day. Bye.